I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, in my experience dating, I've found that there is one surefire way to impress the girl that you're out on a date with.
Oh, this is going
to
be good.
And that is to complain about the bill. That's right. Complain to the wait staff, complain to the manager, cause a scene if you can. Because that says a lot about you. It says that you're not going to take anybody's crap.
Nobody's
getting over on you. And you know what that says? If there's a long-term relationship between you guys, if you're willing to stand up for being overcharged for a vodka cran now, you're going to stand up for something bigger for her in the future.
Aww.
Women love it.
We do.
When you complain about the bill.
You are dialed in to us.
And that's what John did on his first date.
Oh, what, no. John?
Right, John?
Yeah, sadly, this is a fact.
Were you like nickel and diming the restaurant?
No, it's just, it was happy hour, and, well, I thought it was happy hour, and so, you know, it's just like the bill was twice as much what I was expecting. So I wasn't like trying to be, I was just like trying to get what I was supposed to get.
Your email sure sounds like you're cheap, John.
I should have written it differently because it was just that, first of all, I'm a huge fan of you guys. I just have to say that. I love the show. And second of all, as a fan of the show, you know that I'm not cheap. I'm a good person.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, no. If you're a fan of the show, you know that you're probably a terrible person.
Yeah.
And you like the show because it's free, John. Free entertainment.
But if you went to a bar and the bill was twice what you were expecting, you wouldn't be a little confused?
No, I would be confused. Yeah, but if I was on a date, I probably wouldn't say anything.
I think you can ask without making a scene, like, what happened when the bill came?
Okay, so the bill shows up, and, you know, I took the bill because I was going to pay. I was going to be a gentleman. And I just opened it, and we'd only been there for an hour and a half, and it was, like, a lot more than I was expecting to pay. So I just called over the waiter and said, I think there's been a mistake with the bill. And I knew that I'd screwed up because next thing I know, like, the manager's there, and then the manager's telling me that happy hour ended an hour before I thought. And
It's awkward. Like, even the explanation's too long.
Well, the fact that the manager had to come over and everything else makes it seem like a lot bigger of a deal. Is that why you feel like you're not getting a call back today?
Well, there was one other thing.
Oh, there's more to it. Okay.
Yes.
What happened?
So about an hour in, things are going real well. So I suggested that we should go get another drink, but at my place.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's a pretty bold move.
I wasn't saying, like, let's go to my place to hook up. I was saying, like, let's just go have another drink. I mean, obviously, I would hook up if you wanted to.
Right.
But
there you go. Yeah. I was hoping that you would at least admit it, John. So did this happen before or after you challenged the bill?
This was pre-challenging of bill.
Okay, so you said, let's go back to my place, and she said what?
She said, I'm sorry, I don't do that on a first date. I mean, it was cool. I think everything was going well besides those two things. Like, we were laughing a lot.
Can I ask where you met this girl?
We met at a club.
Oh, my God. And an hour into the date? There is no way an hour into a date a guy I met at the club is asking me back to his house.
No, that wasn't the day I met her. I met her at a club, like, a week before. And then we went out about a week later, and that's when I asked her back to my place.
Oh, I see.
What's her name, by the way?
Her name's Denise.
Denise. Okay. So you said, let's go back to my place. She said, no, I don't really do that on the first date. And then you said, okay, that's fine. But you know what's not fine? This f***ing bill. They overcharged me. That's a good way to make a first impression, John.
Well, everything else went well.
Was she noticeably upset after all that stuff?
I could tell that things were off. You know when you're like, you feel the vibe like you've lost her? That's how I felt.
What did you like about her so much that you want to do a second date update to ask her out again if you already sort of know why you screwed up?
So the thing that was really cool and surprising about her, and I know this is going to sound horrible, but she's gorgeous, like model, good looking. But she's also like hilarious. And I didn't think that she'd be so funny like when I met her at the club. And like, she was like making fun of me. I was making fun of her, but like in a fun way. She's really cool.
So did she make fun of you after, you know, the ask her back and the bill thing?
No. And so I think that's where I thought that she was kind of upset about how I reacted.
How many times have you tried to get a hold of her since your date?
I have called her 3 times.
And you haven't heard anything back?
Nothing. I should be honest. I called 3 times and I texted about 2 others.
Oh, so you've tried a bunch.
So you don't take a hint very well, do you, John?
I just really like this girl. She's really cool. Denise is really cool. I wouldn't do this with just anybody.
Okay.
So do you want to apologize to her for what you did?
Well, I already did apologize. When we were at the restaurant, I apologized like after the manager left. And I mean, I guess I'll apologize again, but really I just want a second chance.
Okay.
Okay. Well, play a song, come back, call her and get your second date update, all right?
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.